Today, wind, weather, and waves permitting, Matt, a young swimmer will attempt to cross Lake Ontario. Carlos Costa will begin from Niagara-on-the-Lake. He expects to be in the water for about 24 hours. Now, what separates Costa from all those who have gone before is this young man was born without bones in his lower legs. So he's hoping to become the first disabled person to successfully cross the lake. He's made two previous attempts, but both times was stopped by bad weather. However, as Lisa Cherry tells us today, Carlos and his coach, Vicky Keith, are hoping this will be a case of third-time lucky.
Carlos Costa walks with the aid of prosthetic lower limbs. Other than a slight limp, he doesn't have any problems walking around. And in the water, he's equally capable, even though he can't use his prostheses. But Costa says that swimming with just the aid of his arms works well.
If I just happen to have my legs amputated, then it would be kind of difficult to get used to. But I've been this way since I was 2.5, so I really didn't know the difference. So I just built up my upper body.
Carlos Costa may not notice any difference, and neither do a lot of people who see him swim. His coach, Vicky Keith, says that's because there is no difference between Costa's ability and that of other athletes.
A lot of people, when they see Carlos swimming, they comment on what a great swimmer he is, and then when he walks out of the water and they realize that he's also a disabled athlete, it really freaks them out, because it is not obvious from land that Carlos has any disability at all. All that shines through is his ability.
What will Carlos Costa's next goal be? He's not certain, but he says the Paralympic Games are a possibility.
Now, Carlos goes into the water at 7 o'clock.